Welcome to Bridging the Gap Radio Talk Show, where each week we bring you a different guest from a nonprofit, business, organization, school, ministry, agencies, leaders, and people who share with our listeners what services and or resources they provide or offer to help or empower people to make an impact by helping to change lives in the communities they serve. Now, let's go to our Bridging the Gap Talk Show host, Saul Mendez.
Well, hello, KDRY listeners. I want to welcome you to our Bridging the Gap radio talk show, where I always say we're inspired by faith but are committed to taking action. My name is Sal Mendez, and I am your host here for our Bridging the Gap talk show. If you're joining us for the first time, I want to welcome you and say thank you for joining us. I hope you will be here with us every Saturday at 7:30 p.m. and also on Sundays at 12:30 p.m. here on 1100 KDRY. For those of you that have been from the very beginning, we thank you so much for your continued support. We appreciate your kind words and your encouraging words, and we're almost to the end of the year, and this is our 8th year already. We'll be starting our 9th year pretty soon, already in January, which is coming up. Time flies when you're having fun, but I'm grateful and thankful that we get to do what we love to do, and that's bring you different guests every week, and today is no exception, of course. I'm pleased to have some guests here that are going to be talking about something that I know is important, especially if you're a nonprofit or if you're dealing with, this issue that I know a lot of times there's so many needs out there and you kind of wonder, well, where can we tap into? Where can we find a solution to our issues? And these three different partnerships that are, you know, each one is bringing something to the table. So I'm going to go ahead and go to them right now, and I want to welcome them. They're, like I said before, there are three different organizations that are here with us today. I am pleased to have with me today Emily Calderon Galdiamo. I hope I said that correct because I have a really good knack for chopping up names. She is with the UP Partnership. She is Chief Impact and Strategy Officer. Also with us here is Anne Monroe, PhD, Alamo College District, Chief of Strategic Enrollment Management. And also with us, Andrea Figueroa. She is with the San Antonio Area Foundation. She is the Senior Program Officer here for the San Antonio Area Foundation. So, ladies, thank you for joining us. Say hello to the people that are listening out there on Radio Land.
Hello. Thank you for inviting us.
Thank you for having us.
Well, thank you for being here. I don't know who wants to take the lead here because I know each one of you is representing a different organization. So wherever you want to start, I'm more than happy to give you the mic.
Awesome. Well, I'll start. So hi, everybody. I'm Emily Calderon Galdiano, representing UP Partnership. And UP Partnership is a backbone organization here in San Antonio. And our mission is to ensure that all young people in Bexar County are future ready. We do this by working with folks at the school districts, at the universities, colleges and universities, with our out-of-school time partners, and with city and county governments, as well as philanthropy and workforce. And we want to make sure that all of our young people here in Bexar County are future-ready, regardless of race, ethnicity, income, where you live in the school, where you live in the city, your zip code, any of that stuff. And we pride ourselves in working together with folks from different sectors, different areas, to come together to really put youth at the center of our work. One of the biggest things that we are working with our partners is the Future Ready Bexar County Plan. That launched in April of 2022. And the idea around that was so that we could have coalesce around actions, goals, commitments, and really practices to drive progress forward again around our young people. This Future Ready Bexar County Plan is a roadmap that guides us as we work together and how we show up in more intentional ways for our children and youth. And one of the biggest things is we have a North Star for this particular plan, and that is that by 2030, 70% of our young people will be enrolling in a post-secondary degree or credential. Right now here for Bexar County, that number is closer to 52%. So that means that by 2030, we need to move 18 percentage points, all right, to get our kids to enroll in a post-secondary degree or credential. That's a big, audacious goal. We know that. But at the same time, we know that it's possible with the partners that we have here at the table with us today in the show, but even in general throughout Bexar County. And one of the ways that we've done that is that we've brought together 90 different community partners. Again, school districts, early childhood, colleges and universities, city and county government, different funders, different workforce folks, justice departments, all these people coming together to center our young people. And what we really like is that this also, it advances concrete action commitments that we say around healing, access, and voice, again, for our students, for our young people, because we say that in order to have equity here, the students need to have those three things, healing, access, and voice. And it's important to note that this particular plan also builds on existing plans that are currently happening here throughout Bexar County. So, for example, the Alamo Area Community Network, mm-hmm. Alamo Promise that we'll hear about here from Dr. Monroe, the Aspire Partnership, UTSA Bold Promise, SA Ready to Work, the United Way Impact Councils. Again, the whole idea is for us to come together around our young people. And really, we're super excited that how our community has really come together around this, because it really shows that folks are committed. And again, we want to keep, that's one of the things that I repeat a lot, is that we keep young people at the center.
That's right. That's right.
It's important.
And you know, you brought up something, and I heard something, but I'll ask you in a little bit, but I am definitely on board with what you're doing, because we can't do it alone.
Exactly.
I love the partnerships. This is what Bridging the Gap is, right? So many, a diverse group of partnerships coming together and collaborating and helping, because it makes a big difference, because a lot of times you can't do it on your own.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much to be done. And like you said, you know, you have a certain goal that you want to do, but the more we have people that are like-minded, that have a heart for people, and I'm glad that Bridging the Gap has that. We really have partners that have a heart for people. And I know it's about a paycheck and all that, but when you put people in front, everything follows, right?
That's the way you got to do it, because yeah. No one organization can do it by themselves or should have to do it by themselves.
Mm-hmm. And that's why we're doing what we're doing, because we want these people to come together and know that there's so many different services and resources. A lot of times people aren't aware of it. And then I'm like, well, you have this great service. Why haven't I heard about it? So how do you think people that are out there that really need it are actually connecting with you? Because if you're not putting it out there, then how's that benefiting you, right? Mm-hmm. But I love the fact that you're doing the partnerships and you know, the collaborations that are happening. And one thing that you touched on, you said healing. How is that working? Because I'm a firm believer that you want people to prosper, you want people to be successful. But a lot of times it's like, you know, they're dealing with issues that won't allow them to continue on their path. And to be able to get them to heal is monumental, because then everything will follow with, you know, everything that comes with that as well. But can you just elaborate a little
bit
on that?
Sure. So part of it is we want our students, again, our young people, to go from punishment to healing, mm-hmm. from disconnection to access, and from isolation to voice. And the idea of this is that how do we work with students who have been in our justice system, have mm-hmm. been pushed out of school? How do we get them reentry? How do we get them back into feeling that they have a place and a space where they feel that they're supported and they belong?
Right.
And then how do we also work with, we know that COVID has impacted our young people, has impacted all of us, but mental health and mental health supports are so important.
Right.
And so again, working with our different 90 partners on providing those different resources for young people. The other one is the disconnection to access. And so with that is working with, again, with our different out of school time partners. How do we get young people so that they have access to quality out of school time programming, access to post-secondary opportunities, and then finally this isolation to voice. Many of our young people, again, we center, keeping young people at the center, is that our young people will tell us, I don't need you to give me a voice, I have a voice. I need a platform to showcase my voice. And so what does that mean for us with the Future Ready Bexar County plan and all of us working together? And that's, again, working with our young people too, so that we're working with them to develop the future, so that it's a future that they are excited about,
mm-hmm.
and committed to, and that, again, it's going to lead to prosperity in more than multiple ways for our community.
Right. And I agree 100% in what you're saying, because that voice, you said that they have a voice. When we have youth that come, their parents bring them to our networking meetings, right? We introduce everybody, or they have a chance to introduce themselves, and they think they're not going to say anything. I said, no, you have a voice. You're here. Please introduce yourself. Let us know about you, right? And so I'm a firm believer in that, because you're empowering them at that point to say, you know what, even though you're young, doesn't matter. You have a voice. You're able to do so much more than what you think you do. And this is what I want to foster. I want to empower you to be able to do that. And so thank you for what you're doing
exactly.
as well.
Thank you.
If you could kind of share a little bit about what you're doing, or how your, you know, the partnership with this is happening.
Sure. Hi. So thank you so much for having me here as well. I'm the representative from the Area Foundation. So if you are unfamiliar, the San Antonio Area Foundation is a community foundation here in the San Antonio area. So we serve the San Antonio metro area along with the contiguous counties. Excuse me. And our mission is to be your most impactful philanthropic partner. And we do that through closing the gaps for those in the San Antonio area who need it most. So our role in this Future Ready plan is, in this partnership, is to match funds. So we didn't mention this before, but part of what this why this plan is so significant here in San Antonio and Bexar County is that we had a national group of funders called the Blue Meridian Partners who have chosen to invest in our community with $50 million. Now, that in and of itself is an incredibly generous gift from those partners. And so as a local foundation here in San Antonio, we wanted to, as a San Antonio Area Foundation, know that, or have the community know that we're invested in this plan as well. So what does that look like for us? It looks like us being a $25 million match as well. So we are then contributing $25 million to the plan, along with other partners who are not here with us right now. But that comes to a total of $114 million that are being invested in our youth here in Bexar County. So that is one of the parts that we play as this partnership. But it's not just the funding partnership that's really important. It is the programming as well. So as the San Antonio Area Foundation, our part, our pillar is healing. And so we are also looking to support organizations that work with our students and making sure that they have the resources they need, not necessarily just the dollars in resources, but the training in resources that they have, the ability to reflect, to come together in a cohort setting with their peers and heal as well. Because we know that when our organizations are strong, they are able to connect with youth and they are able to connect in this community and have their youth thrive, the ones that they serve. So that's our part that we play.
Right. And that's so wonderful because you were talking about some not little chump change, right? We're talking about millions of dollars. And, when I hear that, that is so awesome because I believe that the youth get neglected a lot because they think, well, they're just youth, right? And if you don't invest in them at a young age, this is why I think a lot of times we're having these problems that we're having with youth that are getting in trouble, right? You see like a really high crime rate now that you see. I never really saw. I mean, I would hear, and you would kind of hear it a little bit about these youth that are stealing cars. But now it's like a little epidemic. Everywhere there's youth are stealing cars. And so how do we invest or how do we put money in to be proactive before they get in trouble? And they're like, well, now we got to help them. Well, no, if you would have been doing this in the beginning, chances are we wouldn't have got to that point where they're, you know, breaking the law like the way they're doing. So when I hear all this, it's like, man, this is so awesome because there's so much need. And I appreciate what y'all are doing to help combat this need or this problem that exists of, hey, how do we get these kids empowered or how do we get them to go to school or look beyond what they think they're looking at right now? Because I know a lot of them think, hey, I don't have a future or I don't think I'm going to get past 19 or 20. And so, knowing that this is available, it's really, really exciting to hear this as well. Doctor, I know the Alamo Community College, we're one of our partners. We've had, they're at the Wet Seed brand new facility. We've had our Bridging the Gap meeting there. That's an awesome facility. And so we're grateful that we were able to be, you know, part of that as well. But what is it that, or how is it that Alamo Community College, and I already kind of know what y'all are doing, but I know you're doing some great things, but please share with our listeners how Alamo Community College is integrated into this.
Well, thank you, and pleasure to be here and appreciate being included in this conversation. You know, the Alamo College's district is very proud to work alongside a number of partners and excited about this venture with Future Ready Bexar County, and in particular, a couple of areas where we want to reduce barriers. Number one, many folks are familiar with the Alamo Promise at Last Dollar Scholarship. So any student now in Bexar County, public, private, charter, homeschool student, can come tuition-free, and in fact, we also include books. So what we're trying to do is eliminate some barriers, financial in particular, to help students and their families be able to see that this is a pathway, that I can attend college. This initiative is very directly aligned with our moonshot to eradicate poverty through education and training in our community. So moving from the 50% to the 70% is right aligned with that. And so I think we're real excited to partner to optimize our efforts. We're really focused on sort of three populations. Number one, really expanding outreach into the younger grades in high school. So getting in front of 9th, 10th. Before their senior year to really communicate through technology, through targeted campaigns, through working with our school district partners to get that message there straight away, because they're the next group to enter college. In concordance with that would be working with parents and supporting family members, mom, dad, grandma, grandpa, to work with them through technology, through platforms, through education and training, through events and programming to help them, one, support their own student, but two, see that perhaps there's a path for themselves, that they too can go back to earn a credential of value, and then that helps them model the way, which is another way we can work toward ending the intergenerational poverty that we see, that cycle, try to break that cycle. So in addition to the high school students themselves, the parents, then is really getting that message down into the youth, so working with our elementary and middle school partners, again, through education, programming, training, opportunity for exposure. You know, come to one of our colleges and we could do summer camp as an example. So we really want to get in front of them so that they can see that early on before they get to what you're talking about, to some of these other activities that are not productive for them, that they can see, indeed, I know straight away the promise, Alamo Promise is here for me. I can go, I can work at Alamo Promise and I can get the bold promise, so I could transfer to UTSA if that's the pathway. So really letting them see, as families, that line of sight that education and training can play in their future to really help lift them. And I think this is a real exciting way to do that, because we can really then see that collective impact by all of us 90 organizations working together.
Right. And that's one of my things with this platform is, you know, this is out there. A lot of people may not know about it, but this is what I want to do, is put this out there, because people need to benefit from this. I'm hearing and I'm looking at all these things that are going up, and I remember growing up being in high school. I mean, I went to SEC, but all these things weren't available at that time. And I look back now and I'm like, I wish I would have been born now, because there's so much to take advantage of, right? But again, if people aren't taking advantage of it, then it's not helping anybody. And so this is why we want to be able to come and to put this out there and to do what, you know, to be able to share this with our listeners. Your program, do you target specific areas of the city? Like, I know you said you're partnered with Edgewood, and I know that we are on the west side, so I know the need is so great here, and I don't know if it's, I mean, I know several decades ago they did a study on the west side, and they said that this was the most impoverished zip code in the nation. And so this is where we're at. So I don't know, are you targeting specific areas of the city, or is it in general that you're covering the city with the programs and all this?
So this is like a historical investment, right? $114 million mm-hmm. of a coalition of funding for our young people throughout Bexar County.
Okay.
But we do have partner school districts. So right now we have 7 partner school districts that have signed on to be part of the Future Ready plan. But we also, those are just the school districts, right? But we have different, like Good Sam. We've got other folks like Empower House. We have Girls Inc., Boys and Girls Club, the YMCA. These are all actual signed partners. So they're located throughout the city, because it's important that our young people are going to be, no matter where they live, no matter what their zip code is, that they're getting the resources needed to help make them successful and to help them make them future ready. And so it's interesting, as we're looking at, we've also mapped out where are the different services, where are there areas that we need to provide additional resources, where are there areas that we can provide maybe more help with, like data or college advising, or how do we leverage what's happening in each of the different parts of the city because we want to make sure, I mean, San Antonio is considered one of the most segregated cities in the country. Mm-hmm. And we do have, we're dealing with the effects of redlining from decades ago still. And so it's important to look at how our young person is experiencing education or access to resources or lack of access to resources on the west side compared to the southeast side, compared to the northwest side, you know, all these different things. And so we are working together, and that's what's great. Again, 90 folks have signed on to be a part of this. And the idea is that then by then working together, we can hopefully then, the goal is to bring in an additional $330 million, right? Back to invest within our different communities so that we can erase some of those lack of opportunities or access that students may have right now. And we're addressing the actual, what is needed for them at that point in time. And it's because of folks like Alamo and the Area Foundation. I do want to also give a big shout out to the United Way for also being a huge local funder, who's helped us get to that 114. I mean, we're looking at even USAA provided resources with that. The Greater Texas Foundation, Methodist Healthcare Ministry, Charles Butt Foundation, and the H.E. Butt Foundation. All of these folks said, this is important. We are going to work together, and we are going to get to that North Star.
Well, that's incredible. I mean, you know, you hear about it, but when you actually talk and you kind of start to get the big picture, you realize there's a lot going on here. And I know you had mentioned something about the different partnerships. Do you have to be like a nonprofit in order to be able to sign up with what you're doing, or how does that more or less work? Is it just nonprofits that can do it, or a business, or how does that working?
We have workforce partners, we have nonprofits, we have school districts, higher ed, we have city and county government. We've got all folks. Our thing is that we have a coalition of the willing, right? We're here to work with people who want to work with us.
Right. And this is something that I'm asking because I know that we had talked about some of the partners with the Bridging the Gap on the outside, of course, because I am an advocate for the youth, like I was talking about earlier. And I know there's a great need, specifically here on the west side. And starting like a coalition, because there's so many different services and resources that are out there for the youth, bringing them together, or even being able to start a nonprofit along those lines to be able to do something. Because for me, I know that the need, and I know there's a lot, and that's great that there's a lot of like programs for young girls, like Girls Inc. And I was thinking, why don't we have a Boys Inc.? You know, things of that nature that I don't see too many, and they may be out there just because I don't know about them doesn't mean that they may not exist. But to be able to tap into specifically the young men or, you know, the young high school kids that are going through a lot of these issues, like what we're seeing for the crime and all that, to be able to get them and say, okay, you know, why is it that you're in that realm right now of getting in trouble? Because I had a young mom reach out to me, and her son got in trouble. He was 16, and he had already stolen two cars. And then he turned 17, so he stole another car. Now he's an adult. So for her, it was a big trauma because he's never been in trouble. This happened within a year time span. And I'm like, there's something there. I mean, so how are we addressing that? He already got in trouble. Now we're trying to help him, right? But how do we get be proactive before they get to that point? And so these are things that I'm thinking about that we need to address, specifically maybe for the young men that are getting into this trouble.
And we do. So one of the big things is that with that partnership, we have three networks, XL Beyond the Bell San Antonio, which focuses on our out-of-school time partners. Again, so anybody after school work or if folks who are working with students that are maybe outside of the classroom. And then we also have My Brother's Keeper San Antonio, mm-hmm. which focuses on our boys and young men of color. We've got tons of folks who are partners with that, but we're also always looking for additional partners. And then we have Diplomas, which focuses on our Latinx and Dreamer students, on helping them get to and through college. So looking at different, because the idea is, you know, how do we work with the different folks, with the different mm-hmm. students, depending on what their need is at a specific time.
Right. And the need is really great right now, specifically more than ever, I think. Because I remember growing up, I mean, yeah, you think you got into trouble, you did some dumb things, but not the way things are now. I think it's just like now it's fun for them to get in trouble. And they think there's no consequences. And I keep telling them, I say, there are consequences. You haven't gone through them. But once you get locked up and you realize nobody's coming to visit me, me. You know, I may be going in for a couple of years, then reality sets in, you know. But unless you're being proactive or countering that before they get to that point, then, you know, the problem is going to be happening more and more. So, but this information is good to know because, again, like I said, I want to know more information about everything that's happening regarding the youth, and this is a great program from what I hear. We're almost to the end of our program. Anything else that you all would like to add before we kind of sign off?
This is Anne from Alamo Colleges. I would just like to say that this is such an opportunity for this community. We're very blessed to have so many continually generous partners and donors, and that Blue Meridian came in and really added some icing on the cake. I think it's our now opportunity and our responsibility to carry out this mission to move from 50% to 70% of our young people attaining post-secondary education. And I think we've got the right folks. And if we have continued support from the community and opportunities to speak with folks like you and get the message out there, we will do it, and we will do it together.
No, absolutely. A shout-out to all the people that are contributing this money. I mean, you know, nothing could get done unless, unfortunately, things run on money, right? And so thank you so much for everybody that's been helping and contributing, everybody that's partnering up, because there's three different partnerships here. Hopefully, Bridging the Gap can become a partner and do whatever we can to help. We're getting close to the end. If they need to reach anyone or a specific UP or anybody, how can they do that?
Yes, they can go to uppartnership.com or Future Ready San Antonio.
Okay. And we'll post that on our Facebook as well. We'll get that information from you as well, where they can reach you, because I know there's three partnerships that are going on here. But we'll get that information from you. So we're kind of at the end of our program here, but I definitely want to thank you for what y'all are doing, because I know it's a lot of work, specifically wanting to, you know, get something this big and put it to work and do take advantage of it, because Lord knows we need all the help we can get nowadays. But I want to thank each and every one of you for being here with us, and continue doing what you're doing, and more success to y'all.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having us.
Well, thank you. Again, thank you for joining us here. We'll be back here again next week. Thank you, and God bless.
This has been a Bridging the Gap Media production. This program has been sponsored by LCM and KDRY 1100 AM Radio. If you would like to be a guest on our Bridging the Gap talk show, please contact us directly at 210-580-6010 or by email at btgradio1@gmail.com for more information or to schedule a radio interview. Thank you again for joining us. Visit our Facebook page at BTG Radio 1 to see our past guests and to listen to their interviews. Please join us next week as we bring you a new guest speaker here on Bridging the Gap Radio Talk Show.